anything else in its way. We're now getting our first eyewitness reports from people who witnessed the horrific accident.
The van just went right into him, plowed right into him. And then apparently he drove down further, and he went onto the sidewalk by the next building, and he hit more people there and just kept going.
This is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Alex Kogan is the Cambridge Analytica researcher behind sharing millions of Facebook users' information. Now, today, he joined the Today Show and talked about how this is really a distraction put out by Facebook and what everyone needs to know if they've been on Facebook and have an account.
Forget researchers. Tens of thousands of companies have collected this data. Now, we hear in numbers like 50 million, 87 million. The reality is probably every user or nearly every user has been collected many, many times by many companies, and Facebook has no accounting for where that data is today.
An unruly passenger was shot with a stun gun, arrested, and forcibly removed from a flight Sunday following an incident fellow passengers caught on video. The Chicago-bound American Airlines plane sat at the gate at Miami International Airport for over an hour due to the disturbance. The man was removed from the plane for allegedly assaulting a lady. For all of these stories and many more, please remember, check us out online, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Over the weekend, Mitt Romney was forced into a Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat that Orrin Hatch is giving up as he is retiring. The man challenging Romney for that Senate seat is State Representative Mike Kennedy, who got 51% of the vote to Romney's 49. He talked about why he is the better choice for voters in Utah.
I'm a family doctor. I'm an attorney. I'm also a state representative, and it's been a pleasure to serve the people of Utah, and I think that they understood that I would represent them well in the United States Senate. So it's been a real pleasure to work with them, and that's how we pulled it off.
State Representative Kennedy was also asked if the people of Utah are taking to Romney.
We're a state that welcomes all people, and it's actually great that he's here, and we're happy to welcome many others. And I'm glad he's here, but I feel like I represent the people of Utah better.
The Department of Justice has reportedly opened an antitrust inquiry into a pair of telecom giants. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The New York Times reports the investigation is into potential coordination by Verizon and AT&T and a telecommunications standards organization to hinder consumers from easily switching wireless carriers. The New York Times is quoting 6 people it says have knowledge of the inquiry. The department said to be investigating the two companies for possibly working together to stifle a technology called eSIM, which if deployed would make it easier for people to jump from provider to provider as no new physical SIM card would be required.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And your weather forecast. Can you guys hear me? And your weather forecast for today is currently it's 69 degrees and sunny in Flemington.
It's going to be getting down to, it looks like, 40, 39 degrees tonight. Sunrise is at 6:07, and it will be getting up to 63 degrees and partly cloudy tomorrow with our low at 49.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being a girl boss, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. So, hi Ashley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Today we have Ashley Reese here. She is the executive director of Valley Crest Preserve. On, I think, our first episode, Brooke and I may have mentioned that we are both affiliated with a local organization called Valley Crest. We sit on the board of trustees, and we recently had some leadership changeover that we're all very excited about. Ashley just came up from West Virginia, right?
Yep, Morgantown, West Virginia.
To get us focused and moving forward and doing the best that we can to support our community in Hunterdon County. So, Ashley, what's your story? Where are you from originally?
Yeah, so I grew up right in Hunterdon County. I went to North Hunterdon High School, exit 11 off 78. So I'm very familiar with the area. I left for college and went to West Virginia University. And, I mean, I immediately fell in love with the state. It's a beautiful place. I highly encourage everyone to get out there.
Do you go to a lot of football games?
A lot of football games, a lot of rafting. I had a unique ability to be able to travel all over the state for work. So, I mean, it's an incredible place.
That's awesome. What did you do for work?
So I started as a food pantry coordinator. So I ran one of the larger food pantries on downtown Morgantown. We were serving about 250 people per month, open 5 days a week. We moved it to four, but it was a really eye-opening experience. So after that job, I moved to be the executive director of Conscious Harvest Cooperative, which is another nonprofit in Morgantown that's working to close the gaps between growers and eaters.
So was college all work, or did you get to enjoy yourself a little bit while you were down there, too?
I definitely had my fair amount of enjoying college. I had a wonderful time, but I did get a lot of good work experience as well.
That's excellent. What did you go to school for?
Sociology and anthropology.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So hence the nonprofit sector that you're now in.
Yeah, I always wanted to go into nonprofit, so that seemed like a good way to segue into the nonprofit world and also set myself up for graduate school.
Now, why did you want to go into the nonprofit world at such a young age?
I have always wanted to go into the nonprofit world. Ever since I was a little kid, anything about helping people or saving the world was right up my alley. So it just always seemed like kind of the natural fit for me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Not, you know, I'm just now, well, I guess I have for a while through my family, but more recently than when I was in my early 20s, I guess, really understood the benefits of being involved with your community and helping other people. So that's really amazing that, you know, even before college, you knew what path you wanted to take.
Yeah. I mean, I think I knew where I wanted to go, but I don't think I was able to understand in the way I do now exactly what that meant and what it looked like and how great it would actually be.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more. What it, like, with the prior organization that you were with down there, what did they do?
Yeah, so we had four programs with an ultimate goal of bringing awareness on food justice and the areas in which the food system is broken. So it's something that maybe isn't always as visible in Hunterdon County. West Virginia is in the heart of Appalachia, And there are many, many people who are living in food insecure rural food deserts who are unable to access food in general, let alone farm fresh produce, despite the fact that there are also many, many farmers. A lot of the food gets pushed out of the state. So that's something that is not unique to West Virginia, but is actually seen throughout the states. So we spent a lot of time organizing programs that made local fresh produce more accessible to our community.
So then how did you, why did you come back up to Hunterdon and Valley Crest Preserve specifically?
Yeah, so I had been looking at relocating for some personal reasons.
From your college town.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, finally had to move on. But I kind of was looking at jobs in a multitude of cities and different places. And, you know, one day I thought, what the heck, I'll just type in Clinton. I did not expect anything to come up at all. And then the position at Valley Crest Farm and Preserve came up. I read through the description, and it was, I mean, love at first sight.
It was fate.
It was fate.
I mean, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
That just one day you went and looked, and the job was posted.
Yeah, I was so excited. I called my parents. I showed my boyfriend. I mean, it was perfect. It was exactly everything that I was looking for.
And as for us as well, I think. I mean, that's really amazing that, you know, there's so many similarities between Valley Crest Preserve here in Clinton and the organization that you were dealing with down in West Virginia.
Yeah. It was a perfect marriage and a logical next step for my long-term goals. So
that's wonderful. Now, we'll talk more about Valley Crest after our next break, but I know you have some personal opinions on women's empowerment and women in business and motivation. Do you want to share a little bit about that to the listeners?
So I think it's really important to promote women's empowerment and to speak about issues that women may be facing in their personal lives, but especially in the workplace. We are in a time now where there's a lot of attention being drawn to women and some of the issues that they face. And it's important to use that momentum to, you know, really discuss the fact that women in leadership is not something that's seen as much as it should be. You can look at the Senate, where we have, the Congress, where less than 20% is female, or you can see it in the CEO makeup of the Fortune 500 companies, where in 2017 we reached a whopping 6.5% of female CEOs. And that is just unacceptable. I mean, it's 2018. We should definitely have a lot more equality in who is taking on leadership roles.
Now, did you study this, or is this just personal readings that you've done?
I have taken a few women and genders classes in college as part of my sociology studies, but a lot of it is personal research. I mean, I think it's something that is really important, and it's an issue that I like to advocate for and make sure that I am doing my part to make sure we're working towards an equal world.
Well, absolutely. We are so fortunate to have you here, especially given your personal beliefs on everything. That's really wonderful. I'm sure that, you know, if anyone's interested, Ashley would be happy to talk to them, whether it's about
eager
or women empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, how can somebody get a hold of you?
So they can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook. My name is Ashley Taylor, so T-A-Y-L-O-R. On both of those websites, or feel free to look up Valley Crest and shoot me an email. My email should be listed on there as well, but it's ashley@valleycrestfarmnj.org.
Excellent, Ashley. Thank you so much. We'll continue our conversation on nonprofit leadership in just a few. Right now, it's time for a quick break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
So I didn't explain before, but we don't even have Brooke in studio today. I guess that's something important to mention. So there's nobody here to help me control my dials. I was just explaining to Ashley what I have to do, why you guys can't hear me sometimes, and how the sound and everything works, and hopefully she'll be on top of my case a little bit better. But welcome back to Girl Boss. Today I have Ashley in studio with me, and we're talking about local nonprofits, how women can get involved, how anyone can get involved in nonprofits, and why that's important. So to recap from before, Ashley is involved with a local charity that Brooke and I also are involved with, Valley Crest Preserved, located just off of Route 31 in Clinton, New Jersey. Ashley, do you want to elaborate a little more on their mission, what they do?
Yeah, so Valley Crest Farm and Preserve is a nonprofit commercial farm that's working to make local food more accessible to people who are living in the community who maybe don't have access to it. We also do a lot of educational programming that encourages kids to get excited about agriculture and being outdoors, as well as preserve nature areas, hiking trails, and farmland for people to come and visit.
That's great. And yeah, if I can elaborate a little bit. I think we had over 900 students last year.
Yeah, and donated over 45,000 pounds of produce.
That's amazing. And is I'll ask for the view for the listeners, but is that statewide? Is that local?
So we do primarily donate to local organizations. The bulk of it went to Norwest CAP, which is a food bank based in Phillipsburg, which redonates the food to over 120 of their partner organizations. But we also have worked directly with food pantries in the Clinton and Flemington area.
So I know right here in Flemington, we work a lot with them. You know, and I think part of what Ashley was saying before is that getting the fresh food to people that can't afford it themselves is really what's important. I mean, I go into the grocery store and I shop on a budget, so I'm normally going for canned or frozen fruits and vegetables. But having the sustenance behind actual fresh, nutritious, organic produce, you know, really helps your body.
Yeah, and it's something that people are really interested in getting. But if you're living on a limited budget and you have a couple kids, it's more important to fill the bellies and make sure nobody's going to sleep hungry than maybe buying and prioritizing the healthier, fresh produce options.
I was actually at a Hunterdon County Chamber networking event probably 2 months ago now, before we had all of that crazy snowstorms in March, and met a gentleman who is affiliated with an organization called the Binnacle House, and they house young boys in transition. In transition out of schools or between families, etc. And they are recipients of our donations to Norwest CAP. So it was really interesting to see somebody on the ground floor, because with our organization, we don't get to see that very often. But to, you know, have the kids actually eating what we're growing really makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, it's incredible and really important to have those kind of follow-up experiences. We're actually looking at expanding our partnership with the Binnacle House to have the boys be able to come out to the farm and work with some of our farmers and do some agriculture education and grow some food for themselves.
Yay, so. That's awesome. So they'll be growing it for them.
Yeah.
They'll be working for it a little bit. But
yeah, they're really excited about it. So
that's fantastic. So coming into Valleycrest as our new executive director, do you have big plans? What's your vision?
Yeah, so I'm really excited to incorporate more food justice language narratives into the work that's being done. I think it's really important to advocate for systemic changes rather than just maybe continuing to be reactive to the issues that we're seeing in the food system and we're seeing in our community. I am really excited and eager for the opportunity to help kind of advocate for long-term sustainable changes that will lead to people being able to get the foods that they need when they need them, and, you know, not have to rely on a bunch of emergency sort of tactics and strategies for sourcing their food.
That's fantastic. I always say it's better to be proactive than reactive, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So giving these families a chance to not have to worry about it in advance sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what can we do what can Valleycrest do to?
Yeah, so there are quite a few things that Valleycrest can do. So one of the programs that we've talked about, donating the produce to the food banks and the food pantries, is extremely important. Mm-hmm. People need produce, and, you know, it's something that is more immediate. In the long term, Valleycrest can be an arm for activism, for speaking out about policy changes that will really affect the people who are ultimately being served by our produce. We've also talked about creating these sort of alternative sourcing strategies for individuals to be able to buy produce at a rate that's affordable for them and in locations that are accessible to them. For example, if you're reliant on a bus, it might be difficult to make it to somewhere that has fresh produce. Mm-hmm. So kind of really addressing these issues, as well as making sure that we are staying on top of the education piece and really pushing that as well, you know, getting people out to the farm to have the discussions on how to grow, why it's important, and what ways individuals can make a difference on the food system, and where we really need to be focused on changing the food system. I mean, there's a lot of different areas, so drawing attention to that.
You're educating me right here, I think. I mean, that all sounds fantastic. You have really big plans. Was this this activism part of the last organization that you came from? I mean, it seems very bold is not the right word, but ambitious that, you know, a little local charity here in Hunterdon County can take such drastic efforts to, you know, to help alleviate hunger and encourage education.
Yeah, so in my last nonprofit, we did focus on the activism and really leaning towards systemic changes. It is bold for a small nonprofit to kind of...
That was the right word that I used?
Yeah, okay. That's perfect, yeah. It's bold and daring, and it's a ambitious stance to take. However, I think it's important that everybody stands up and advocates for what they see as right and what will lead to a world that is more just. You know, it's the more people who are standing up, the closer we'll get to change. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have on one of my notes of why it's important to be involved in a nonprofit just for the general public and for other women. And I mean, I think you've really answered most of that question right there. There's, you know, even one person, it sounds like, can make such a big difference.
Yeah, I choose to live my life in a way where I truly believe that one person and every action makes a difference. So whether it's, you know, running a nonprofit farm or, you know, pushing back on somebody who maybe talks over you in a meeting, you know, making sure that you're really standing up for what's important to you. You know, food justice is my thing. You know, maybe you're really interested in reproductive justice. Or
how can somebody get involved, you know, if they think that they, you know, do have a passion that they want to fulfill, what would be the first step?
I think it's really important to do your research on, you know, what organizations are already kind of addressing that and where you can get involved in your community. I am a personal believer of working locally, advocating nationally. So, for example, if you were interested in food justice or income equality, volunteering at Valley Crest Farm and Preserve and coming out and having those conversations, or volunteering at your local food pantries and having those conversations, and then applying that with, you know, calling the legislators and mm-hmm. voicing your opinions, no matter what they are. I mean, it's really important to just get involved.
I know we have a couple of board members that are very big proponents of that, so I'm excited to have you meet them. They're gonna love that.
Yeah.
And I even know Hunterdon County Chamber has a nonprofit arm now, so that's, you know, another outlet where if you want to be involved with community support and getting the community involved, you know, with local events, they have a few events coming up recently that they're going to need volunteers for. I know the Hunterdon County Community Day, I believe, is June 20th. I'm not certain, but I believe it's June 28th, and I'm sure they're looking for volunteers for that. For me, you know, being involved with a nonprofit, I think it adds that fulfillment to not just working every day. I mean, as a realtor, yes, everything I do, you know, comes back to work in some way, but, you know, having the ability to know that I'm helping other people and, you know, go out to Valley Crest and do a pick for the pantry, you know, and I grew up involved with this organization, so my grandfather and I actually used to take the fruit down to Norwest Cap and deliver it, and people would just be so appreciative, you know, when we got there and we were unloading just the baskets and baskets of peaches. I mean, it was 1,000 pounds sometimes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, I don't recall that number exactly, but, you know, just for that thank you that we get when we do that is really fulfilling to me, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that builds community, being able to interact with people and, you know, doing what you can. You know, maybe you don't have the conventional work schedule and you're free at nights, but seeing if you can apply your web design skills to different nonprofits. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. can do something, and it's really important to get involved in something that affects your community and is bigger than yourself.
That's nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, that's really nice. I think that's a great way to put it, is, you know, being involved with something that's bigger than yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of us in Hunterdon County are very blessed that, you know, our parents worked, we have good jobs, our children are in great schools, but not everybody in Hunterdon County is, you know, and that's my biggest advocate for Valley Crest is, you know, you don't even know if your neighbor is suffering from food scarcity mm-hmm. and you don't need to, but to be able to help them either way, I think is really important. That's why I do it, at least.
Yeah. And it's really interesting to look at Hunterdon County. I know it's really, it's easy to kind of turn a blind eye to it and assume that it's not something that happens here, but I assure you that it is. And those people also have children who are interested in doing high school sports and who need to be bussed around and who need to have their check for their cheerleading competitions mm-hmm. and buy the 12 new outfits. And those people are also working 2 to 3 jobs and trying to make it all work without having, you know, the same resources that are available to everybody else. So it's really, really important that we are all doing our part to make sure that everyone is able to succeed.
Yeah, and I do want to touch on, that's a good point, especially when it comes to sports, is not just charities are nonprofits. Intramural sports are nonprofits. So even if you want to, you know, get involved with your kid's soccer team, mm-hmm. you know, that's part of this give back that we're talking about, is the coaching, the assistance, you know, the mentorship. And again, it's just fulfilling, you know, it gets you out of your daily routine, I think.
Yeah.
And it expands your mind, you know, and with what we're talking about and, you know, exploring ourselves and, you know, making forward steps as women, I think, you know, getting out of your element and expanding your mind is something that's really important, right?
Yeah. I mean, I 100% agree. And kind of taking on those roles teaches everyone and shows all of our, you know, youth that, you know, women are in charge. Women can be leaders and succeed in those roles. So I think it's really important.
Yeah, so definitely step up and get out there. We'll continue this conversation in just a few minutes. Right now we're going to
hop into a news break and a weather break, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News.
Travis Reinking, the suspect in the attack that killed four people at a Waffle House restaurant in Tennessee, was arrested today, not far from his apartment. Nashville Police Department Lieutenant Carlos Lara explains what happened when the police came in contact with the suspect.
One of our detectives, Kyle Williams, noticed a person, a suspect, in the front of him. As he was walking forward, the suspect turned around, and Detective Williams saw his face and realized that that is the suspect we were looking for.
At least five people are dead after being struck by a van in downtown Toronto. The van apparently jumped the curb and was mowing down pedestrians and anything else in its way. We're now getting our first eyewitness reports from people who witnessed the horrific accident.
The van just went right into him, plowed right into him. And then apparently he drove down further and he went onto the sidewalk by the next building and he hit more people there and just kept going.
This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Alex Kogan is the Cambridge Analytica researcher behind sharing millions of Facebook users' information. Now, today, he joined the Today Show and talked about how this is really a distraction put out by Facebook and what everyone needs to know if they've been on Facebook and have an account.
Forget researchers. Tens of thousands of companies have collected this data. Now, we hear in numbers like 50 million, 87 million. The reality is probably every user or nearly every user has been collected many, many times by many companies, and Facebook has no accounting for where that data is today.
An unruly passenger was shot with a stun gun, arrested, and forcibly removed from a flight Sunday following an incident fellow passengers caught on video. The Chicago-bound American Airlines plane sat at the gate at Miami International Airport for over an hour due to the disturbance. The man was removed from the plane for allegedly assaulting a lady. For all of these stories and many more, please remember, check us out online, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Over the weekend, Mitt Romney was forced into a Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat that Orrin Hatch is giving up as he is retiring. The man challenging Romney for that Senate seat is State Representative Mike Kennedy, who got 51% of the vote to Romney's 49. He talked about why he is the better choice for voters in Utah.
I'm a family doctor. I'm an attorney. I'm also a state representative, and it's been a pleasure to serve the people of Utah, and I think that they understood that I would represent them well in the United States Senate. And so it's been a real pleasure to work with them, and that's how we pulled it off.
State Representative Kennedy was also asked if the people of Utah are taking to Romney.
We're a state that welcomes all people, and it's actually great that he's here, and we're happy to welcome many others. And I'm glad he's here, but I feel like I represent the people of Utah better.
The Department of Justice has reportedly opened an antitrust inquiry into a pair of telecom giants. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The New York Times reports the investigation is into potential coordination by Verizon and AT&T and a telecommunications standards organization to hinder consumers from easily switching wireless carriers. The New York Times is quoting six people it says have knowledge of the inquiry. The department said to be investigating the two companies for possibly working together to stifle a technology called eSIM, which, if deployed, would make it easier for people to jump from provider to provider as no new physical SIM card would be required.
Thank you, Chris. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
All right, and since Brooke isn't here to help me with the weather today, Ashley, what do we have going on?
So it is currently 69 degrees out and very sunny. Definitely go outside if you get the chance. There is a 0% chance of rain with 25% humidity and 7-mile-per-hour wind. Tomorrow, it's going to be much of the same, partly cloudy with a 63-degree high. And tomorrow night, we're looking at about 49 degrees. So still pretty warm, which is very exciting.
I think you did fantastic at that.
Thank you.
Much better than I did. So we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Ashley Reese. We are two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss. Brooke obviously wrote that intro because that's not necessarily something I would say. Thank you, Brooke. So we are back. Today we're talking about all things nonprofit, how to get involved. Ashley is the new executive director. Again, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
For a local charity, Valley Crest Farm and Preserve in Clinton, New Jersey. We just touched on why it's important to be involved in a nonprofit, and I think that was, you know, primarily because, if you guys can even hear me, primarily because it's fulfilling. You know, it adds
a sense of community, feelings of involvement.
There we go. I knew she could finish that sentence for me. So it adds a lot to your personal and your professional life. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about how to get involved. First, we start out with doing some research, you know, on pursuing something that we're passionate about. And correct me, please, if I'm wrong on any of this.
No, absolutely.
I'm following your lead from before. And I wanted to talk about what people can do if they're listening to Valley Crest and they do, you know, agree with our mission of education, recreation, and providing food. Again, we donate over 50% of everything that we grow and help educate the youth and adults, mm-hmm. and keep our farm and forests for recreation. So how can somebody get involved if that resonates with them?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend first step checking out our website and then, you know, reaching out. You know, we
are Ashley, what's our website?
ValleyCrestFarmNJ.org.
Perfect.
So definitely give it a peruse and then reach out. You know, we have things that are listed that are, you know, the more conventional volunteer opportunities, but we are always looking for people with specific talents. You know, if you are, like I mentioned earlier, super into web design, give us a call. If you are very much into social media, give us a call. If you have some very other specific talent, you know, it never hurts to reach out and see how your specific skill set and interest can be applied in our nonprofit.
Yeah, and I know for any mothers that have kids in high school that are listening, a lot of kids have community service hours before they go to college. At least I think I did. Mm-hmm. I think I had to do 50.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would love to, if they want to get outside and help us pick produce or anything like that, you know, give us a call. I think we can be reached at 908-238-9696. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. That was from memory there. I call Ashley usually at least once a day at this point. So, yeah, I think we have a slew of different opportunities. We have a couple committees, the mm-hmm. fundraising and development.
We have a development committee. We have opportunities on the farm in terms of volunteering. You know, we do pick for the pantry days. Where we all go out and are able to kind of harvest some of the produce that'll be donated. We have be a farmer for a day opportunities where you can come out and see what it's like to
farm.
That's fun. I would highly recommend it. Our farmers are fantastic.
Oh, one of them just got nationally recognized, or internationally recognized,
yeah.
I think. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Bush is going to Kenya.
Butch is our farm manager who oversees all of the farming operations. Yeah, and he's going to Kenya to plant fruit near the equator. Is that right?
Yeah, to look at harvesting and growing peach trees.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of him. When is he going?
It looks like in the fall.
We have him for the season then, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's planning a big event coming up, the Peach and Dahlia Festival. And I did want to touch on not only what you can do with Valley Crest to volunteer, but also how you can get involved, you know, if you want to come out and have some fun on the farm. Not that volunteering isn't fun. That can be a blast. But what do we have coming up first?
So we have our Hunterdon Polo Classic. Valley Crest Farm and Preserve will be represented. We have a table. If that's something you're interested in, again, give us a call, 908-238-9696, and we can definitely get you situated with some tickets to come out. It should be a really awesome time.
Yes, we're a recipient for the Hunterdon Polo Classic in Pittstown on June 9th. Yes. So I think we might have a tent there, and we're selling tickets, and all the proceeds go towards us, which is fantastic. Give Ashley a call for that, and we'll get you set up with a couple tickets.
After that, we're looking at diving into our farm market, which will be really incredible.
What are we growing?
Oh, all sorts of things. So we'll have strawberries, obviously apples and peaches. We're also growing raspberries and blackberries. In terms of vegetables, we have, you know, your standard slew of greens, kale, lettuce. We're looking at doing some onions, peppers, and
kale chips. I'm budgeting, but kale chips are my splurge food
now. I love kale chips. I make a kale salad with some apples and Parmesan.
Ooh.
It's so good. The recipe is at NewYorkTimes.com. I highly recommend it. It's so good.
And you can get all of that from Valley Crest, too, right?
Yeah, you can. You can just one-stop shop. You can get everything you would need for it at the farm market. So we're looking at having some cheese, bread, eggs. So definitely come out to that. And if you participate in our community-supported agriculture program, you will also be able to pick up a weekly box of produce at a discounted rate.
Wait, so what's a community-supported agricultural program?
So it's a program where you pay in advance, and then from June to October, you're able to come to the farm weekly and get a certain number of each type of vegetables. And you can kind of play around with it, customize it so that it fits your specific diet requirements or, you know, your personal preferences. And it's a really good way for you to support the farm, and also, you know, in the end, you end up with a pretty sweet discount. So I've done a CSA for the last 3 years, and I'm super excited to be a member this year as well, shareholder at our CSA.
That's great. Well, I'm signing up for it. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be fantastic. I think I'm going to get my whole office to sign up, actually. But it just said on the computer screen that we had a break, but we don't just yet. I was panicking. Again, I need my... Brooke, I need you if you're listening. She's in New York being a girl boss today with a client. So I hope she's doing well. I was thinking she might call in, but it seems like that's not going to happen. So what else do we have going on? We have the CSA. We have the farm market. We have the Hunterdon Polo Classic.
And we touched on the Peach and Dahlia Festival.
So what is that?
So dahlias, for those who don't know, are these very, very beautiful flowers. So our Peach and Dahlia Festival is going to be closer to the fall. I believe it's actually August 28th, so end of summer. And it is going to be a really great festival celebrating the harvest of peaches and the prime time of the dahlias. So we'll have a bunch of family-friendly games, activities for kids. You know, flower arrangement classes is something we've talked about. Food, a lot of local vendors. So
is it Dahlia or Pierce. Dahlia or Dahlia? I think that's
a really great question.
I think we need to figure that one out.
I'm sure
we've looked it up in some of our meetings.
I've never looked it up. I might.
What do you say?
I've said it both now that you mentioned.
I think
Dahlia,
you said it. Yeah, I think that's why I asked.
Yep. Tonight or on the thing too. So.
All right, well, now I'm getting a real
pop up on the computer saying that we have to go to a commercial break. So we will be right back to finish the session. I think we're going to do some truth or dare with Ashley, see how that goes, and talk about some local Hunterdon County events outside of Valley Crest. So we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. I have Ashley Reese in studio today with me from Valley Crest Farm and Preserve. She is their executive director. We're back from our commercial break. I wanted to touch on the Women's Business Forum of Hunterdon that Brooke generally talks about. It is tomorrow, finally, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's the 9th annual Women's Leadership Summit on transformational leadership. And it's at the Holiday Inn in Clinton, New Jersey, right next to the Wydell office, I will add. It's a great location over on, we're at 109 West Main Street, so they're just next door. You do have to register. You can call 908-782-7115 or visit www.hunterdon-chamber.org. The fee is $80 for chamber members and $95 for general admission. So, unfortunately, I cannot make it. I'm just telling Ashley about this now. Are you going?
I don't have any plans to yet, but that doesn't mean
so
no.
You might catch Ashley there tomorrow. I'm going. Brooke is going to be out of town still, I have a feeling. And unfortunately, I already have something on my calendar. But next year, we will definitely be there for the 10th annual Leadership Summit. It's a fantastic, you know, a fantastic way for women in business to get together and answer some questions that, you know, are challenging to answer, I think. What do you think of transformational leadership while we're on this?
I mean, I looked over the agenda, actually. I think it looks really interesting. I wish that I had got a chance to look into it sooner. But I think any sort of leadership training, especially when you're focusing on women and issues that are maybe specific to women in leadership roles, is really mm-hmm. great and important, and definitely something that should be taken advantage of.
Absolutely. And so Ashley is definitely an advocate for women empowerment and for... what is it? It's not food scarcity. It's not... What is it?
I use the term food justice, which is something that's... it's an emerging term in an emerging field, but...
That's a good one. Okay. So if you want to learn more about food justice or women's empowerment, you can contact Ashley Reese at...
Ashley at valleycrestfarmnj.org is my email. Or you can give me a call at 908-238-9696, and I am more than happy to answer any questions or have any discussions that you might want on those two topics. So,
guys, she is a wealth of knowledge. We've been talking a little bit over the commercial breaks, and definitely give her a call if you want to chat. So enough with the serious stuff. Let's get to know a little bit more about you. And we've coined a truth or dare section at the end of our shows with when we have interviewees on. So I did send these over to you, but she doesn't have a list of the questions in front of her. So we'll get started. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Dare?
Dare.
All right. I dare you to tell me what your favorite curse word is.
My mom's going to be so upset. My favorite curse word is the F word.
Okay. I can't remember if that was mine or not. I have a lot. We've already had that conversation. It's the F word, huh? Why is that? Just slips out into
your
tongue? It
just is so applicable in so many situations. And there are so many...
four-letter words cover everything,
yeah,
huh?
And there's so many variations. It can be an adjective, noun. I mean, it's just a very versatile
absolutely.
Word.
Can it be a... Okay, never mind. Anyway, let's move on from that. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Truth. Okay. We can be a little easier on this one. Room, desk, and car. Which do you clean first?
My desk. I'm very organized with work or work things. My car is pretty much a disaster zone at all times. So.
I'm the complete opposite. What about your room? Are you a stickler on that one?
Well, I live with my boyfriend, and he is really good at telling me to put my stuff away. It's really on top of that. So
I thought it was the F word, not the S word. yeah, I'm the complete opposite. I'll do my car first. My desk last, but I will always make my bed in the morning.
Oh.
I had an old mentor when I was selling wine and liquor in Miami tell me about this Marine corporal or something. Have you seen that video?
It's on
YouTube.
Yeah.
It's actually
mm-hmm.
circulating on Facebook now.
Yeah.
And like how important it is to make your bed every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see
I'm trying to get in that habit.
Are you?
Yeah.
I have to. If I get home and it's not made, I'm not in a good mood. It's supposed to be if you leave with it not made. Your day is going to be messy because you left your bed messy or something. I'll try to post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or I'll play it next time we're on the air. It's really good.
It is. It's really great.
Okay. So anyway, Ashley, truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay. These are Brooke's again. Sorry, Brooke. I dare you to... I can't do that one. All right. No, I can't.
Truth.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you?
A 7, maybe?
Are you? You seem really normal every time I talk to
you.
She's always put together. She's always eloquent. Why do you think you're weird?
I don't know. I mean, I think all good people are weird. I mean, just like veering
off. Oh,
that's
the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it?
In Alice in Wonderland, I think he says something along that, like all good people are mad or something.
Oh, yeah, we're all mad here.
Yeah, it's something.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just... Weird would be just what? Something that's not kind of conventional. I'm a little bit of a closet nerd.
About what? What do you geek out on?
Like sci-fi, things like
oh, yeah?
that. Huge Lord of the Rings fan.
Okay.
Incredible Lord of the Rings fan.
I don't even think I've seen all of those movies yet.
Oh,
and you've read all the books, huh?
Yeah, love them. So just, you know, things like that. I think it depends. I'm a... More, I'd like to keep it professional in
that's why you're
cases.
A closet nerd.
Right, closet okay. nerd. Okay. So
my mom always told me something when I was little, that it's good to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always stuck with me for better or for worse. But I do. I think, you know, looking at things in a different way, it adds to diversity.
Yeah.
You know, and it creates different views on things, which is how we advance and how we move forward, right?
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
I like being weird. I think it's a positive trait. Absolutely. All right. Truth or dare?
Truth.
What are you not good at?
Well, first of all, I'm not great at keeping stuff clean. So,
except for your desk.
Off that. Except for my desk, yeah. I really am very terrible at technology. I always joke that I'm a closet 80-year-old. Like, I just, like, anytime I have to upgrade something, I get really upset. I'm also going deaf, so... That's a struggle. But.
Yeah, I'm not going deaf, but I understand. You know, and technology is so important right now.
Yeah, I keep trying to stay up on it. I just got a new computer, which I'm really excited about.
Congratulations.
So I've been trying to make sure I'm making the most of it. But
yeah, I'm really trying to step up my game on Facebook and Instagram mm-hmm. and all of that. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah, social media is something that in my personal life I'm not good at. I never update anything.
Do you have a social media? I was trying to tag you.
I'm Ashley Taylor, so it's not.
Ashley Taylor. No, why? Is Taylor your middle name?
Taylor's my middle name, yeah.
Okay, and then Reese is your last name.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ashley Taylor.
Oh, thank you.
That's pretty. That's really pretty. All right, we have time for one more question, I think. So... the one that I couldn't ask you before was what turns you on, and I'm still going to skip that. Tell me something that's true that almost nobody agrees with you on.
I really like Nickelback, which I know is something that always...
I really like Nickelback, too.
oh my God. I'm so happy. I just, anytime I say it, everyone gets...
Really?
Just... really upset.
I know. I used to have that problem too when I was in Oklahoma. Like, people would always give me a hard time about liking Nickelback.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up listening to their music. I mean, they obviously aren't that bad or they wouldn't be so popular.
I agree. I absolutely agree. Yeah. And that's the thing is everyone says that they don't like them, but...
somebody's buying their albums.
Absolutely. I agree completely. Well, on that note, we are, I think, done for the day. So catch us here next week at 5 p.m. On Hunter and Chamber Radio. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate you coming in. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be. Tell me what you want. I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me. For what you need. I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet. Been done that. I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me. So how you gonna do it? I'm gonna trade.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Tragedy struck in downtown Toronto, Canada today when a van jumped the curb and started mowing down people. Peter Yoon is a Toronto Police Deputy Chief. He has an update on the fatalities.
We can confirm for you tonight, right now, we have 9 people that are dead. 16 that are injured. Toronto Police Service has mobilized all available resources, and I can assure the public all our available resources have been brought in to address this tragic situation.
Murder suspect Travis Reinking was arrested earlier today in Nashville, Tennessee. Reinking is accused of killing 4 people at a Waffle House this weekend. Nashville Mayor David Briley spoke shortly after the arrest.
A tip from the community is what led to the arrest today, and their being vigilant was really an important part of what happened today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not.